Baby laugh.
May your life be filled with more laughter.
That's so good. Thank
it
you.
Is contagious. That's our laughing box. It's contagious. Didn't you just feel such a joy?
Yeah, I was trying hard. I took myself off of mute, but I was trying hard not to not laughing.
Thank you so much, BBS. We really appreciate it. Hi, everybody. We really just wanted to start the show with laughter and fun. There are no problems here, as Q said. So it's contagious. It's contagious. And it's also a beautiful thing. If you're ever just not feeling that way, just play a video or an audio of someone laughing. It's a great reset.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Hey, we're still laughing.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. It's so good. Have you ever laughed so much that you're like, I'm just useless right now?
Totally. And then it hurt and your eyes are tearing. It's a mess. A
it's a
funny
mess.
mess.
I got a story with the laughter. Can I share a story really
Please.
quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I won't mention the person, but well, I guess she doesn't. Well, never mind. I won't mention the person. But anyways, there was a one time when I lived in a home, and this bird flew into the house, and this poor bird's in the garage. It doesn't know what happened, right? It's like, oh my God, I'm in the house now. And so me and this individual were trying to get the bird out of the house, and we're trying to come up with ideas on how we can get the bird out of the house. Don't want to hurt it, obviously. And so this individual was like, well, you get up on the stool. I'm going to kind of just stun it with, you know, like with the, like, just kind of get a broom and, like, you know, kind of move it along, not hit it, but just kind of, you know, just, I don't know what I'm trying to say, Zosia, but, and then the bird can go up into the laundry basket, and then we'll take it and we'll get it out. And then I just stood there on the stool, useless, laughing so hard. I just bent over laughing. I'm like, this is hilarious. Like, I guess you had to be there, but it was so funny.
But wait, did the bird get out?
The bird, you know how the bird got out? Do you remember when, I don't know, well, when I was growing up, I had a big plantation bed with the four-poster bed, you know, and we had this, the fishnet canopy on the top. It was kind of like a fishing net,
Yeah.
but it was like a crocheted fish. They called it a fishnet canopy. It's very Southern. And so we actually threw the fishnet canopy onto the bird, and then were able to take the bird and let it fly out.
Oh, nice.
That's better than the laundry basket, right?
A little softer.
Yeah, it's a little softer.
Hey, you just got to use what's at hand at the time.
I'm like, a laundry basket? What? In the South, look, in the South, when we had snow, like, we don't get snow in South Carolina when we lived in South Carolina. Well, we didn't have sleds, so we just used the laundry basket and went down the hill on the snow with the laundry basket. It worked.
Oh, yeah. My kids used to go down the staircase in a laundry basket.
That's hilarious. I love it.
A little rough and tumble.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my mother really loved it when she came home one day from work, and I had all these bubbles in the yard because we did slip and slide and put the Dawn soap in the slip
Yeah,
and slide.
exactly. That's fun. Or even in college with the lunch trays, and you go sledding in those. On those.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Oh God. Okay. Zosia, I have a song to share.
Yay.
Is it okay if I share this?
Of course.
Okay. So I was listening to music before the show just to get into the zone, you know, and the song popped up, and I'm listening to the lyrics, and I've heard this artist before many times. I'm sure a lot of you have, and I know you have, and a lot of the listeners, but I just started crying. So, I'm gonna say the lyrics. I'm not gonna sing them. So, well, maybe I'll sing a little. I don't know. Maybe a key will come through me. I don't know. Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing, stretching every nerve. I had to listen, had no choice. I did not believe the information. Just had to trust the imagination. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I've come to take you home. Hey, back home. To keep in silence, I resigned. My friends would think I was a nut, turning water into wine. Open doors would soon be shut. So I went from day to day, though my life was in a rut, till I thought of what I'd say, which connection I should cut. I was feeling part of the scenery. I walked right out of the machinery. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Hey, he said, grab your things. I've come to take you home. And the rest of it is, I could go on a little bit more, but when illusions spin her net, I'm never where I want to be. And liberty, she pirouette when I think that I am free. Watched by empty silhouettes who close their eyes but still can't see. No one taught them etiquette. I will show another me. Today, I don't need a replacement. I'll tell them what the smile on my face meant. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Hey, I said, you can keep my things. They've come to take me home. And that is Salisbury, that is Peter Gabriel. Salisbury Hill, released in 1977 by Peter Gabriel, copyright Charisma Records LTD.
1977. Did you say that?
1977. I'm
Yeah.
sorry. Okay, BBS, sorry about that, but I'll know the next time.
Nice job. Nice
Thank you.
job. Yeah, I love Peter Gabriel as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful. See how it
Yeah.
goes?
Yeah,
It's
thank
fun.
you.
Yeah.
I just started tearing up. I'm like, I've come to take you home. Where it's where we're going. We're going
Yeah.
back home.
You answered my question before I asked it. What inspired you to sing the song? What stood out to you? And you just said it.
Yeah, my friends would think I'm a nut. I did not believe the information, just had to trust imagination. My heart going boom, boom, boom. I've had many moments like that. Grab your things. I've come to take you home. Yeah.
Sounds like someone we know.
Sounds like someone we know. And it just came to me. Isn't that wild?
It's so fun, isn't it, just to observe when just everything is synchronistic when you're in
Yeah.
your heart. It's always a delight. It's exciting every time. It's so fun. And of course, the light designs it this way. Aren't we all so great?
Yeah. It's yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So okay, so are you going to drive today? Am I going to be in co-pilot? Are you going to drive today,
Yeah, sit
Sasha?
back and relax.
Okay. I got
Please
my tea here.
participate.
Of
Please
course, of
participate.
course.
Well, I mentioned last week I was just excited to talk about creativity. And I just have, highlights and notes all over the place. So, did I ever get to them? No. And that's okay because it's from within, but then what comes out is for the people on, I don't know, was it Thursday or Friday? And I felt, "Oh my gosh, thank you. They just laid it all out." If you haven't read that article, or if you're new, for the people.space, and the article's called What is the Dark? But within it, they talk about the light and the power of our creativity. So I just felt, yeah, it's just a reminder, right? We know these things. It's a reminder. It's a reminder. I don't know. Could you relate to that? I feel we talked about this once. It's like all of us, we're sharing what we have known and heard and felt and read and for the people from Q and Ra and Asha and our whole team. And it's not that we don't know this. It's like in the past, if it's like, oh, I just want to lose some weight. I know how to lose weight, eat less than you expend, take in less than what you exert. But sometimes I just couldn't do it. Why? It's not a revelation to know how to do that. Just an example. But it's just really what I watched. It's really when the spirit activates and is inspired to do it, is totally different than the mind wanting to do it. So this article speaks about that. Would you say that too, right?
Agreed. Absolutely. 100%.
And so is this process that we go through to grow our light through any restrictions in the body. We're growing through it. We're doing it, and it's our choices every moment. So the article starts with, your awareness is luminous. It radiates light, and that radiation of light will dispel the darkness. Now, I love that because it touches on to when we're already out of the light, whatever our personality is doing in the day, it doesn't matter. But when we're growing our light, when you walk into a place and sometimes someone just looks at you, or you repel someone, or you attract someone, that light, in just for me, just displaces the darkness from this place. And as all of us are growing our light, that's all of us doing this. This is ascension. We're all doing it.
Can I share something to add to that,
Yeah,
Sosha?
please.
So when I went swimming in the ocean this morning. I was so excited to go swimming in the ocean, and I felt my light expanding as I was there in the ocean, as I was diving through some waves. And I said the command, I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. And I'm there with the sun, with source, with Ra. I felt my spirit expanding. It was so magical. It was so wonderful. And it's that floating is wonderful. So just to tap on to what you said.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love how we go back and forth because it's a beautiful, it's another example of how the light does it. All of our stories are examples of how the light is doing it. So awareness activates with truth. I won't read the whole article, but I'll read some of it because it's just so much in it. So we can just discuss the details. To comprehend the dark, we must first know the light. The light is 100% pure, powerful, peaceful, neutral creativity. It does not think, therefore it does not judge, which means everything is perfect in the perception of source energy. There's no past, there's no future. There's only this moment with 100% totality experiencing the now. The power of 100% light can create anything. This power comes from the infinite inspiration, peace, and neutrality of source, and that energy lives within you. Source energy designs, creates, animates, expands, blesses, heals, fortifies, and loves all of its creations. When source light creates a spirit, that spirit is eternal, timeless, infinite, and completely original in its frequency, which never changes. So to me, that reminds me almost of your example of floating in the ocean. Or I know both of us have shared experiences of being beyond, I'll just use mine, beyond the limits of my body, in that complete state of being. That's the outside of here nature. That's 0 point energy. That's 100% light to me.
Agreed.
Right? And it's a reminder, so there's no past, there's no future. And I keep using that for myself. When I observe myself, oh, wait, what's happening here? Oh, my mind is concerned with what is my next step? How am I going to do this? And I just keep bringing myself back to my heart. Just observe. That's neutrality. So I realize it's not that the brain doesn't do something. It's sometimes doing something. Wherever it's coming from, it doesn't matter. But it's doing something. So I've learned to just watch, just watch, just watch, just watch. Then I know I'm in my spirit. It's not that my brain stopped. It's just I don't prefer it. So I'm in neutral, knowing that that's not our terrain. That's not where I want to be. Does that
Yeah, it does. It does. I had a little snafu this week with a timeline I didn't prefer, and I was aware of okay, it's very easy to get sucked into identifying with the emotion, but then I'm like, no, I'm going to watch. I'm going to observe. It takes practice. It's a muscle. You have to build it. It's what you're talking about. I'm learning how to do it. We're all at different stages, which is beautiful because we're helping each other. So we're, it's like what you're speaking of is touching so many people with where you're at, and the same with me. And so yes, the observing is so huge. And yeah, that's the power, that the presence of the power of now, being in the now.
Yeah, and that neutrality state, like you said, of observing. I see myself sometimes just, okay, I'm just going to sit on the dock and watch myself. Or even I heard something recently where I shared with Q, I have imagined myself sitting in the theater and I'm just watching the show going on the stage. And I see myself in different, it is that detachment that's so big and so massively helpful. Whatever words we use, neutrality, detachment, observation. But it is just observating. That's a good, I like that word.
That's a new word. I like that.
We're observing ourselves.
There you go.
And just to add to that, so the dark has no creative spark. It can only copy. I've observed that in so many times in my life. It has no light, no peace, and no neutrality. Instead, the dark uses mind energy, which is in itself duality, positive, negative, right, wrong, good, bad, darkness, and false light. Unlike the light of source, anything the dark thinks into reality eventually crumbles and dies. Sorcery, witchcraft, and psychic attacks, these are all mind energies never created by the light. So the darkness is mind energy. It is really profoundly simple when we can observe. Right. And you, that's sort of the beauty of moments sometimes. It's like, okay, I have another opportunity to look at this. Where is it? Every single time I evolve, I do observe that about myself. I observe. I'm going to assume we all do. But would you agree with that? It's just, again, not forcing it and trying to make it stop, which I used to do, but right? Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was just going to add on to that. So, I noticed 2018 was when I was the spiritual awakening started for me, and I noticed on YouTube, it's all over, manifesting, and using your mind, and all this stuff, and it's all with the head. And yeah, you would just like what it says in this article, things you could, create those things, but it's in duality. It's from your head, it's not from your heart, and it eventually crumbles and dies, just like what's being referenced in this article. But it's interesting that they have such a push on it right now, on social media and wherever, because it why it gets you out of your it gets you out of your heart. You're in your head.
And remember Q saying, you can be really successful in this matrix. You can use your mind and be very successful in that stuff, like you said, but there's an other side to it. And it's interesting, I had a conversation with someone about that, and I said, to me, that word, I've never really loved that word manifestation, because it means trying to do something for me. And I observed, I said, it kind of what reminded me of that word is when Q would speak about Reiki or any tradition. And now I know that I got this because of my experience when I was with an acupuncturist years ago. I was seeing him for a long time, and it helped. I felt the peace until one time he was, whatever, going through something in his life. And he applied the needles to me, and I felt his emotion, his energy charge through my body. It was so powerful, and I thought, oh my gosh, I just got his stuff. And I left with that, and I thought, okay, let me try. I'll go back to him. Like, maybe it was just a bad day. Now I would just be like, walk. Well, I wouldn't go anyway, but I went back and I observed the same thing. He expressed his difficulty because you just get chit-chatting, right?
Right.
And it went right through me. It was such an incredible lesson of discernment. And I knew, so when Q spoke of that, I got what he's saying. And I'm pretty sure he said he hasn't yet experienced or observed any, not to put this on him, but I felt I heard something like this. He hasn't observed someone yet being in total neutrality and being able to heal. It's still sometimes the mind kicks in, like, I want to heal someone or I want to do this. It's very subtle,
Yeah.
very subtle. I'll go on unless you want to say something.
Nope, go ahead. This is wonderful.
Okay, so I just skipped ahead, and thoughts have nothing to do with the spirit. If you attempt to communicate with your spirit through your mind, your spirit has no way to hear or decipher anything you're just turning the page, you're wanting to convey. The mind and the spirit are worlds apart. There's no bridge between them, just as there's no bridge between 100% light and darkness. I felt that was pretty huge.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah.
Worlds apart. So it's what inspired me, I feel, to do that mind being, heart being, trying to describe it, trying to feel it. It literally, to me, I'd love to hear what you feel about this, how you experience it. Literally, to me, it feels like it is another world. It's a different terrain. And that's where it also overlays with outside of here or inside of here. Am I in the mind? Am I in the matrix? Am I in my heart and outside of here, which is limitless? That's why I get when some people make, myself too, sometimes make limited statements. Oh, it's in the matrix. That's, for me, what I observe. That's what seems limiting. Because it's in the matrix, but outside of here, in the heart, limitless. We are so powerful and can create anything, but it has to come from that place of being. What say
That's right.
you?
That's right. And what came to me with the mind, yeah, you can be very successful here. And but it's like you're always okay, you get that flashy thing, or you get that whatever item it is you want, or but you're still unfulfilled, right? It's like you're chasing. It might make you happy for a little bit. But then you're not fulfilled, and it feels like you're trying. Because that's how I learned about, like, this was, everybody has a starting point from where they, that their spiritual journey starts. I was introduced to manifestation. I had never heard about it. I remember learning about it, and I'm like, I create my own reality. Like, I got a little triggered, like, oh, that's blasphemy. That religion stuff came in. So it was a several year. Now, 2018 to now, no joke, this is how long. I was introduced to Q in 2022 or 2021, 2022. And so I felt very confused in that period of 2018 until I was introduced to Q of, gosh, this is just trying, I'm trying, I'm exhausted, because it was all from my mind. I was trying to force things, I was trying to make things happen, and it was exhausting. And so now I know why. And then this is so beautiful, this article, and just what Q's taught us. There's a reason why I was exhausted.
Yeah, and isn't it is exhausting, because it's again that trying. That's not our natural state of being. So there's always that competition between, thankfully, we had that competition and confusion between our spirit and our head. I do know who many who don't have that competition, it seems. I can't know that for sure. It goes on to say, to address your spirit, you must speak out loud. That way, your spirit will respond to your frequency and know that your, excuse me, and know what your vibration is conveying. To me, this is also huge. Frequency, vibration, and energy. This is what the spirit responds to. Tesla gave us the most important equation, in quotes, to communicate with our spirit. Now, I love this. in so many ways, because it's another way to look at it. Our frequency. Remember when someone said to Q, like, why don't you fix this? And he said, well, why don't you? To me, that pointed to, oh, we're all responsible for ourselves, accountable to ourselves. So I recognize as my frequency was growing or rising, I was reflecting back to me. So no one could do the work for me. No one could do the work for you or anyone else. So
That's
it's kind of
great.
funny when I get frustrated with myself or something, and I just started to observe, oh, well, if I'm just looking at the black dot on the paper and focusing on the limitations, guess what? My spirit is beautifully going to keep reflecting back to me.
Yeah, I think Sting talked about that.
Little black spot on the sun.
Today. Yeah.
Well, love that from last week as well, because it was, thanks for bringing that up too, because I heard it differently. It was even helped me recognize what I allow, who I allow around me. That's also my choice. So if someone or something, if I feel a black spot on my sun coming from someone else or something or a book or a movie, whatever, I know how to move now. I mean, I've known how to move, but it's even deeper, more granular.
Yeah.
Does this person, place, or thing put a black spot on my sun? And do I? Does my own thought process or my own perception put a black spot on my own sun?
That's right.
So
Well,
you feel anything, go for it.
you know what came to me this week was I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I wrote some notes down and I'm reading this book, The Power of Now. I'll be happy when, and I won't get into it, but basically it's, I wrote down, what if you don't know what your highest excitement is yet? Answer, I don't know yet. Question. I was doing questions, answers, and I was asking myself, I was basically at the, all right, hold on, I'm getting off topic here. So basically that what I got from it was going within. Q gave us he gave us the map. Go within. Stop thinking. Well, that's the goal. How do we get there? It's going to be different for each person. It's going to be different for you. It's going to be different for me. It's going to be different for everyone. He couldn't tell us because because we have to do the work for ourselves, right?
Yeah, and it's back to you. It's back to me. It's your frequency, your vibration, my frequency, my vibration and energy. That's what my spirit responds to. That's what your spirit responds to.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Right? It's
right.
just, remember he shared with us when we interviewed him, self-activating animation system. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm my own problem or my own gift. I'm creating this. It's a massive shift. And I love that for the people put that Tesla gave us the most important equation to communicate with our spirit. Frequency, vibration, and energy. So I just keep, for me, I just always keep looking at it. Where am I right now? I don't prefer what's going on in my head. I don't really prefer that. Now I just get to observe it, like we've just said, observe it and adjust, or use a tool of the tons of tools we use have been discussed, and again, just do it again and again.
And you know what, Zosha, came to me. I called into being inspired by Q last week. Just had so much fun with the Q family on that show. And I was asked a question, what does ascension mean to you? And of course, I had all these things come to me after the fact. But ascension to me, the matrix equals limitation. This lower frequency equals restriction and limitation. Ascension, you can do whatever you want. There's no limits. Your spirit is free to do whatever it wants. That's ascension to me in a nutshell. What say you?
Yeah, I love it. It's all that you said, and being in the now, right now, the next now, as Osho said, and the next now, and the next now. It's always a now. 1 minute from now is the future. I'm here right now with you, right now in perfect presence. To me, this is creativity. This is living my highest excitement. I'm so excited to be with you and the listeners. It's not always this magical trip to somewhere, but at the same time, when I'm in my heart and I'm dwelling in my heart and sitting in peace, I can take that magical trip to somewhere. You see what I'm saying? That is also real. I can envision it and feel it, and I see it this way. As a vibration and frequency from my heart, what I truly am excited about, I envision it and I know it will be there. I will experience that one day. Now, I remember Q saying there could be a slowness to this place, but it's creating or remembering. That's up to us, but it's the outside stuff that isn't the whole of it all for me. It's the going within stuff. I feel for the people mentioned once, like if everyone realized what really is in the heart and the powerful nature that we have within that creativity, I feel they said something like, you'd never do anything else. That hit me very strongly. Yes, I get this. And I'll just read one more page, one more on a picture. It's the picture with the lady with the daisy. The light only works in the now. The mind keeps us in past and future, so it keeps us from our own light. Anything outside of the now is the dark side infringing upon our life force energies. So, if I can just overlay that a second, I'd love to hear you too. Anything outside of the now, anything outside of the now is the dark side infringing upon our life force energies. So to me, that goes into what I just said about being in the heart and envisioning whatever I'm excited about, my life on the ocean, my life in the snow, my life, whatever all of my different excitements are, truly excitements, not mind. Anything outside of the now. So if I'm thinking about what I'm going to do after the call, to me, I'm in my mind and I'm not here right now with you. That's the dark.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Now, what do you say about 'cause I'm at the stage where that happens to me, but I'm aware of it. I have awareness. But yet it still happens to me. And then I get frustrated with myself. And I'm like, "Oh, rinse, well, like you said, wash, rinse and repeat." It takes practice. It literally I've really had to sit with myself, and because I've gotten frustrated with, like, I'm like, it's like I'm not doing it on purpose. This mind is just going. So the only thing I can say is for myself, is what I say to myself is, you're doing the best you can. And I can't do anything more than the best that I can do. That's all I can do. So the awareness piece, I say at least I'm aware. I'm aware, right?
Yeah.
I'm aware.
You're going to go back to the first page. Your awareness is luminous. It radiates light, and that radiation of light will dispel the darkness. That's huge awareness because feel into how many people you know and observe who are not aware.
Yeah, that's
So
right.
the awareness is such a gift to allow us to do the work. Even this article states that it's like exercising a muscle. So, to overlay it with your story, it's like going to the gym and expecting to lift, 20 reps of whatever and see your muscles pop out and get frustrated. For some reason, there is more allowance in that situation. It's like, okay, I know I have to, maybe be more consistent and do all of that. It's the same thing here for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, agreed. Agreed, 100%. 100%. And that's why they that's why there's so much outside distractions, trying to slow us down. But that, I mean, it, I just came to the conclusion that it really takes trust and faith. It takes blind faith to do it.
And to
And
keep
that's,
doing it,
and to keep doing
the
it.
do-do.
Yeah, that's right.
The matrix was made by the trickster of existence. False light mimics, again, it copies. False light mimics source light 99.99%. So you see how discerning we are to see that?
Yeah.
It's massive.
Yeah,
So,
it
like you
is.
said too, I just talked to myself. I had this conversation with my daughter about cheerleading yourself and just loving yourself, really. Look at the awareness we have. Let's reverse what we do have. Look where we are. Look what we're doing. Helping, doing our highest excitement, helping others just by sharing our authentic conversations and where we're at with things. I could not have planned this better. It's the synchronicities that we allowed by being ourselves. And when I look at it, Lauren, this matched what I was feeling excited about. I didn't know it would be on the air. I felt it would be more in a building. But you see what I mean? It's just when we go back to them, I didn't use my mind. I just felt my way forward.
Yeah.
And allowed, like Mermaid said, allow. Allowance, less pushing, I feel were the words. More allowance and trust.
And when
So,
you when
oh,
you
go
go
ahead.
ahead.
No,
I was
please.
just going to say, what do you feel when you have that allowance? It feels, I don't know. It's kind of like the waves in the ocean. They just keep going. They don't, and if they find a, a rock, they just go around it,
Yeah.
a cliff or, so it's that allowance. So what does that look like in this physical vessel?
Exactly. And what's the hurry? There's no time. So, what's the hurry? We're simply experiencing right now. So,
Yeah.
right? Sometimes you can you, I sometimes observe, like, oh, well, I click into time, even though my clocks are typed up and all of that. I see that creep in sometimes. I'm like, oh, there's no time.
And right, and so to that I asked my so to that I asked myself, huh. So if you have things that you would like to experience in your life and you haven't experienced them yet, I know we're in multiple bodies experiencing it, right? I know that. But in this body. So then I asked myself, well, do I just not have any desires? Do I just let desires go? Because that's an I guess that's an emotion. Because I remember I think I remember reading a book about, I can't remember which book it was, but letting go of desire. I'm like, so then I got a little frustrated. I'm like, well, then why am I, I'm like, well, then what's the point? I'm just real talk. I'm just real talk, just talking it out with you. So that's where I get a little snafu sometimes.
Okay, I love that too because for so many reasons, the desire piece, what stood out to me, because again, I overlay my own experience. I read it somewhere that someone said, don't have desires. Okay, right there. This is where I'd learn and catch myself. Who said it? Who wrote the book? This is what I learned from years of reading. Pure knowledge and reading books of quote gurus or whatnot. Who said it? So, if I can just use the same example, I allowed myself to get twisted into a tizzy because someone said, I should do this, I should lose my desires, or I shouldn't eat this, or I should, whatever it is, it's endless. Until I take back my own power. And I feel that's why Q said you don't really need, you don't need books. Go within. That's the
Right.
beauty of the simplicity, because now you become the director of your own movie. No one outside of you can do that to you. Now, at the same time, you read books, I read books sometimes because it's cool to hear someone else say it. But it's that discernment of like, who is it? Now I can read someone's book. It's again a level of our own discernment for ourselves. Someone can say something, and I just try and pick out the pearls. I don't try. I just read for the pearls of wisdom, of knowledge, not opinion, not life experience. That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. But I actually think there's a clearing on the lightship for desire. Like there was something on creation lightship to clear desire, and I was like, "What?" Like that. So, but I, not to confuse, but but then Q says your highest excitement. So I just as I get confused with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. It's so good, Lauren. Because okay, let's go back to the dark can mimic the light 99.99%. So I always feel it this way. The light is just put two pieces of paper together right next to each other. One is the light, one is the dark. So close. They try and copy us. So it looks like the same piece of paper. But it's only from our heart where we'll feel the difference. Feel the truth for ourselves. So that's the beauty of going within and strengthening that muscle, and that confusion eventually goes away. Or there's longer gaps between confusion and yourself. I'll just say me, I become my own self-animating battery. I'm on myself. So when that stuff comes now a lot, I'm like, no. Someone can say cool things, but when it's mixed in with confusion, I have no time for it. I'm just not interested. I don't need it because I go within so much now. It comes from there. But it's a really beautiful question. I really think that's helping so many people, because how do you disseminate? What is the 99.99%? And I always go to this, just I'll end it here. If someone said not to have desire, I feel I have desire. But it's not my outside of myself desire, if that makes sense. I just feel what I want. I feel what I'm inspired by. I like nice things. I also like basic. You know, it's just feeling it. I'm anything. It might depend on the now that I'm in. So I don't feel it's to annihilate your sense of feeling. We're here on earth to experience. Q loves, mermaid loves. Mermaid shed a tear. They're beautiful examples of living a life with feelings, but they're our organic feelings, not what was plastered on us. So the clearing that, again, this is just my opinion, but the clearings that Creation Lightship have is to clear everything out of our vessel that is residual of the matrix.
That makes sense. That resonates. When you said about desire being external, how did you say it, Zosia?
If the desire is outside of ourself, of the matrix, you know,
There you go.
created from that, it's the
That's it.
creation lightship clears all the crap out that was
That's it.
put on us and in us.
Okay. Perfect. That gives me clarity.
It's so good. It's so cool to share, for both of us. I always love our dialogue.
Yeah, me
And
too.
this goes on, so this sort of answers it too. Sort of remember, you have to surrender your mind to have any sort of healing, because your mind got you into this situation to begin with. The mind was not made by the light, it's the darkness energy that we're trying to get ourselves out of here. Ron Amatron. So, if we use the word desire, I feel that that's perfect timing for that. The desire of the mind. Lucia does this too. She'll say things like, "Well, who's asking the question?" And I always took it to mean, "Is it my head or my heart? Who's desirous? Who's wanting? Who's?" And none of it is. It's just to observe. And then we go, you know, then we move accordingly. Do you want to add anything?
No, I love that. I love the distinction between the head and the heart and where the desire is coming from. That's huge.
Yeah. It and do you find I would find at the beginning days, yeah, I'm totally different than when I first came to listen to Q and the whole team. Totally different. And I was able to receive where I was at that moment. So sometimes it's like I don't have time to, I didn't have the ability to process some of this then because I was dealing with what was came first. And then you clear that out, and then there's something else, and you clear that. It just was a progression for me. Did you observe that in yourself?
Yeah, just like I saw this meme, however you say it, where I mean it's a spiral. Like once you think you got it all figured out, then something else, you go in even deeper. Oh, here we go. Let's clear this. So it's like the layers of an onion. It just seems like it's always it doesn't stop the learning and evolving.
And there's always something to clear, and but at the same time, as I see it, and more evolves. More a clear, some dark, more light comes through. So it's always this bounce. So it became joyful to do the clearings. Yes, the more I clear, the more light comes through. Whether you do it in commands or however one chooses to do it. Yes, I keep allowing my sun rays are coming through more and more and more.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I feel that's that role. This journey, it's like a roller coaster. It's up and down. I mean, it is just, one day you're like, oh my gosh, I'm just floating. And then 2 days later, you fall off the horse. But I had a beautiful, beautiful being remind me this week to get excited, even in the confusion, even in this journey when things aren't going exactly how I felt they would go, just say to myself, I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen from all of this. That takes practice now because at the moment I'm like pissed, I'm crying, I'm this, I'm that, right? I'm like, I just can't do this anymore. But, emotions. So I'm learning. I'm so glad that that was shared with me because I'm learning. I'm practicing.
Yeah, that points to it's beautiful, points to perspective, how we see a situation. That's our choice. That is fully within us to choose how we see a situation. Just like I love doing the clearings. Now, I wasn't comfortable because of the drive to go do the clearing and what was happening, but I was excited because I knew I was clearing it out. Our choice to be frustrated or not is our choice. I know, like you're saying too, it is practice. It's stretching that muscle, but always knowing, always feeling empowered that it's our choice. Every choice is a succession of events to ascension. And all that will, this is for the people, all that will be left after the universal shift is heart energy. There will be no mind energy. So if you've memorized a bunch of things and you have a lot of mind tools, those will not even exist during the universal shift. So all the Civil War battles I had to memorize,
Oh.
which I don't remember.
Yeah, about the Bible scriptures, I couldn't remember a lot of those either, so.
That's what's beauty. They all just fall away anyway when you're living in your heart. Just to skip a little forward. In fact, your spirit is the vehicle for ascension. So if you're not in your heart and your spirit is not in your body, you won't be ascending. Ron Amatron. What is within your spirit? What takes us outside of the self? The mind.
That's right.
That's where Q'd say it's so simple, but it's not easy. But that awareness as it started, and we were talking the awareness of that, we just keep doing it. The highest wisdom is simple. And passes through the brain directly into the heart. Victor Schauberger.
Can you repeat that again, Zosha? I'm gonna close my eyes and hear that, feel
Yeah.
that.
The highest wisdom is simple and passes through the brain directly into the heart.
It goes from believing and thinking to knowing.
Yeah, and I also feel it's the sense of time when Q pointed that out, and there's no time. Okay, there really is no time. So I don't have to be in a hurry. I don't have to have a sense of urgency. It's just right now. It's just right now. I live right now and take and look at what comes my direction. And the highest excitement I feel, we talked about this before, is sometimes I would feel it had to be grand. Well, a lot of my highest excitements aren't. It's what's my highest excitement right now. Because like we said in the article, if I start going into the future, now I'll feel about those things because I have excitements about the future. But I don't hang there. It's kind of like the dolphin story that I shared. I was just excited. But I never muscled it because it wasn't a strong, it was a really an excitement. But I never ever pushed it. I just kept observing. Oh, dolphins came into my life in this example. Oh, someone shared a song about dolphins or something, little things, and you just watch the synchronicities.
Yeah. Some of my simple highest excitements are?
What?
I love opening up where I'm at now. There's plantation shutters, and I've always loved plantation shutters. And I love opening up the plantation shutters every morning and seeing the sunshine. I just love it. I got flowers, and I love trimming the ends of the flowers every morning, talking to the flowers, filling the cup of water up. Warm water and just sharing my love with the flowers, and then I take them and put them outside in the sunshine. I love doing that.
And I got chills listening because I could feel that you love that. See,
Oh.
I felt you, the chills up my legs and arms. I could feel as you expressed it just to give you feedback. Oh, come on, BBS. 3 minutes. So funny. Okay, well, it's a beautiful, beautiful note, Lauren, but I could feel you expressing that. I felt your excitement. I could see the plantation shutters opening. I could feel the flower, you trimming the flower and the sunshine coming through the shutters and you going outside. Now I felt that. So
Wow.
look what you shared, like my acupuncture story. He shared a negative emotion experience, but I felt your excitement.
Oh, and I had heat going through me when you were talking. So,
And
oh,
just to end it here on the article, imagine living your inspiration, your spirit guiding your every move in peace, unattached, uninterested in drama, clear about what honors your spirit and life itself, fully awake, yet undisturbed, existing just outside of the matrix, observing, having an experience that won't harm anything or contribute any darkness while loving everyone from a place of reverence and peace. And your story is perfectly synchronistic to demonstrate that.
oh,
I'm
thank you,
honored to be
thank
here
you.
with you, as always.
Oh, me too, me too. It's so much fun. I love doing these shows with you.
Oh,
So much
me,
fun.
so fun. We love so appreciate the audience listening and Q and Ra and the whole team and BBS, of course. And remember the beginning of the show with the baby laughing. May you be full of brightfulness, lightfulness, beautifulness, and laughter. I love you all.
I love you.